today I will speak in English. I seldom speak in English, but now I see most people here understand English. Okay, today I would like to share with you one sutta from Samyutta Nikaya 2.17. That is called Subrahma Deva Sutta. Subrahma Deva Sutta. So one day, the Deva, we call Devaputta, come from the heaven down to the earth and approach the Buddha. He asked a question. And this question also almost experienced by all human beings. And when you get to know this question, you also will be surprised why Deva also got the problem same like human. Okay, so he asked, always frightened is this mind. Human being also always get frightened one. Deva also same. So Deva realm is not as blissful as what you think. Then he said, the mind is always agitated. We thought Deva never get angry, but the Deva said, the mind is always agitated. About what? Fear about what? Agitated about what? About unarisen problems. Problem not yet arise, they start to fear of it. They start to worry about it, and the mind get agitated. So about unarisen problems, and also about arisen ones. Not yet, the problem not yet arise, they start to worry. After arise, they also worry, they also get frightened, they also get agitated. This is the most problem faced by not only Deva, also human beings. Then this Deva Putta asked, if there is any ways to release from fear, please declare it to me. I am full of suffering. Please help me, tell me the way how to ease my fear, how to ease my agitation. And Buddha's answer, I think, for ordinary person, is too high to practice. However, I will choose the simple one to explain. If you want to follow all the Buddha's instruction, it sounds very impossible for general human beings. And Buddha say, not apart from restraint of the sense faculties. I mean, control your six sense faculty. Then second, he say, not apart from enlightenment and austerity. Enlightenment only become Arya. That also very quite far away from ordinary person's attainment now. And the third one, Buddha said, not apart from relinquishing all. Relinquishing all doesn't mean that give up all your property, give up your spouse, your family, no. Relinquish all means give up your attachment. Your attachment to many things, to your profession, to your family, to your property, to your car, and so on. Doesn't mean not use it. You use it without attachment. This is what he means. Do I see any safety for living beings? Living beings including Deva and human. So you see, Buddha's standard is very high. I think most people after get this answer become more depressed because cannot achieve. Therefore, I will choose one to explain so that you can achieve. So first of all, why the fear and agitation come? Why they arise in the mind? Why the fear about unarisen problems arise? Then about arisen ones, you also get fear, you also get agitated. So let us discuss this problem first. Why? I think the reason is the mind is restless. When the mind is restless, the mind goes wild. Can think whatever thing that frightens yourself. Can think what not yet happened, it seems like going to happen. After happen also, you think another, think it again and again until what not yet happened one or what will happen will frighten you. So for my understanding of the Dharma, all this fear and agitation come from restlessness. When the mind is restless, the mind go wild. It can think whatever he want and make you frightened. So how to control this restless mind first? And why the mind is so restless? According to what the Buddha taught, it's because the mind is not focused. It's not focused. Not focused on what? Focus on one wholesome object. Therefore, Buddha laid down a lot of meditation subject to let your mind focus on one which you feel comfortable. It can be loving kindness meditation, it can be your breathing, it can be four elements meditation, it can be daily mindfulness. So this is what Buddha said, not a platform, restraint of the sense faculty. I mean control your sense faculty, six sense bases. Let's say if we don't control, we let our sixth sense faculty open. So when the eye sees something desirable, then the eye start chase after something desirable. So while chasing after something desirable, is the mind agitated or not? Sure, agitated one. So the mind start to feel agitated in the process of chasing after, right? And if lucky, you are lucky, fortunate enough, you got what you want. So when you get what you want, do you also spend time to protect it, not to lose it? That protection, the act of try to protect what you have, what you possess, and you also afraid of losing it, that cause fear. That cause fear of losing what you already have. So all this come from thinking, right? Come from thinking and come from the eye, not control your eye. The basic one is come from the foundation is comes from you do not control your eye. You let loose your eye to chase after the eye desires, and you let loose your ear to chase after what your ear hears. You let loose your nose to chase after what your nose desires, and you let loose the tongue to eat what you want to eat. Then you let loose the body to chase after what you desire for the body. And also the mind. So because of letting loose this six sense faculty, so this sense faculty is very busy chasing after what they want. And within the chasing after what they want, there's a lot of agitation. And if not getting what you want, also there's despair, disappointment. And after getting what the six sense faculty wants, you also afraid of losing it. Then there's a fear, there's a how to guard it. How to guard your property, that also cause a lot of restlessness, cause a lot of agitation. Therefore, Buddha said, not apart from restraint of the sense faculty. So how to restrain the sense faculty? In the Sutta, Buddha mentioned two. One is called Gocara Sampajaya, guarding your six sense faculty through Samatha meditation, through concentration meditation, focus your mind on one meditation subject. They say Anapanasati, they say Metta meditation, they say Buddha Nusati, or they say Four Elements meditation. So whatever you move, you stand, you work in your daily chores, you focus on one meditation subject. This is called guarding your sense bases. If you don't guard, your mind will think, oh, I'm going back. How to increase my business? I want to go back earlier. All thoughts of sort that make your mind very agitated. This is called not guarding. And another way of guarding your sense faculty is by contemplating, we call asammoha sampajaya. Asammoha means non-delusion. So whatever they come to your senses, you contemplate anicca, anicca, impermanent, vanishing. So if it already disappear from your mind, then you won't chase after it. So whatever sweet sound or abusive words that come to your mind, then you contemplate it as vanishing, cause and effect, impermanent, not myself. Then when it goes away from your ear, then your mind become calm. So you are not succumb to agitation and fear. Similarly to your nose, to your tongue, to your body, and to your mind. This is called contemplating impermanent suffering or cause and effect. So to prevent the further action due to the arising of defilements through the six sense bases, six sense faculty. So this one, I think that can be done by lay person. And Buddha said, after that, Buddha said, not apart from enlightenment, that's still very far away for most people, right? Enlightenment from what? Enlightenment means realization. Realize what? Realize Four Noble Truths. So this partially can be practiced. First, the noble truth of suffering. The noble truth of suffering has to be found within your mind and body. So also, if you get your mind entangled. You get your mind focused on your mind and body, also your mind will not go up. Your mind will not be restless, will not be agitated, will not be succumb to fear and so on. So you always keep your mind to your mind and body, or another word, your four elements, your feelings, your perception, and your anger, your greed, and your jealousy, your worry, and sloth and torpor, and so on. Always get your mind to see through all this. That is how you can anchor your mind, so that all this wild thoughts, agitation, fear will not enter into your mind. This also partly you can practice by seeing again the nature of your mind and body. Then if further, if you want, then you should investigate the origin of all this. Why I have mind and body? Why mind and body arise in me? So you can further investigate to find out more truth about the Four Noble Truths. So after you walk through the Four Noble Truths, then you become enlightened. This is how then you see the safety. You see the safety. The mind will not be fearful anymore, will not be agitated anymore. So only then, when you see through the Four Noble Truths, you can relinquish certain attachment to certain things. You cannot cut off all the attachment at one time. You have to cut off little by little, until finally you completely cut off your attachment to the five aggregate, internally as well as externally. Externally means your family members, your relatives, your spouse, and so on. You have to cut off both sides. Cut off one side also not enough. You may not attach to yourself, but you strongly attach. My mother may not attach to herself, but strongly attached to the son and daughter. Therefore, you have to see through, letting go the attachment to oneself as well as to the other party. Only then that enlightenment can be achieved. But before you achieve enlightenment, let us start with the guarding your senses first. Guarding your senses by focus on one meditation subject, or by contemplating vanishing anicca dukkha anatta of whatever object come to your mind. These are the two ways that how you can restrain of the senses. Then you start to feel safe. Then you start to feel less fear, less agitation, and the happiness increase little by little. Thank you.
Sadhu.